This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm David Green. As we heard elsewhere in the program, there are signs the Tea Party has lost some of its steam. Now one of its leaders is making a move. South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint announced he's resigning his seat to become president of the Conservative Heritage Foundation, a Washington, D.C. think tank. DeMint, a staunch fiscal and social conservative, is considered a founder of the Tea Party movement. NPR's Brian Naylor reports on what his departure will mean for the Senate and for South Carolina.
Jim DeMint is the prototypical Tea Partier. He's a relentless, often lonely voice against spending bills. With his Senate Conservatives Fund, he raised money and campaigned for conservative Senate candidates, often opposing the party establishment's choices with mixed results. DeMint told talk show host Rush Limbaugh yesterday he now believes he can be more effective outside the Senate chamber.
Many of the policies that I've developed, whether it be Social Security reform or health care reform, tax reform, Heritage has guided that policy development. And I believe that I can do more good for the conservative movement outside of the Senate and leveraging the assets of the Heritage Foundation to communicate a more positive, optimistic message to the American people.
Inside the Senate, DeMint's banner will be carried by some of the conservatives he helped elect, Florida's Marco Rubio, Jerry Moran of Kansas, and Rand Paul of Kentucky, who said he was excited for DeMint.
I think he's changed the complexion of the Republican caucus. I think there really is a libertarian conservative nucleus among some members in the Republican caucus now, and it's changed the dynamics up here.
But critics of DeMint said the dynamics of the Senate might have changed even more if he hadn't backed GOP primary candidates who went on to lose what were thought to be easily winnable Senate seats, particularly 2 years ago in Colorado and Delaware. Texas Republican John Cornyn, who led the National Republican Senatorial Committee, some of whose chosen candidates were opposed by DeMint's candidates, downplayed their differences.
Jim and I probably agreed on 95% of issues. Where we had some differences over time was on tactics, particularly as regards to elections. But we pretty much resolved those issues, and we're both conservatives, and I look forward to continuing to work with you.
DeMint's South Carolina Senate colleague, Lindsey Graham, called DeMint an effective voice in the Senate, whether you agreed with him or not.
He really did strongly and passionately advocate for his positions and did it very effectively. Jim made the Republican Party, quite frankly, look inward and do some self-evaluation. Conservatism is an asset, not a liability, as we try to govern this country in the 21st century.
Graham was thought likely to have faced a primary challenge himself in 2 years. That threat may have diminished, however, with DeMint's resignation. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley will appoint a replacement for DeMint until a special election is held in 2014, when there will now be two Senate elections. It's unclear who she'll choose. Speculation centers on members of South Carolina's Republican congressional delegation, especially Tim Scott, a freshman congressman who's African-American. Adolphus Belk, Jr., teaches political science and African American studies at Winthrop University in South Carolina.
He's someone that has a good relationship with the governor, and it would allow the state to make a very significant statement. It would allow the party to make a significant statement about its inclusiveness. It's the governor's call. She might pull a rabbit out the hat and go with someone that none of the politicos were talking about.
Haley could also appoint herself. She has just a few weeks to make her selection. DeMint says he plans to leave the Senate in early January. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.